Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and we literally have breaking news, it seems like every hour over the last several days. Now, if you think the left is panicking now, just wait until they see Alejandro Mayorkas in handcuffs. Now, we've been waiting very patiently for this. We've been asking, when are the arrests going to start? When are we going to start to see members of this previous corrupt administration held accountable for what they did to our nation? And as of literally just an hour ago, it looks like President Trump has just given the green light on this. We've watched for 4 years, four long bleak years, as the Biden administration turned every border town into a frontline war zone. More than 11 million illegal border crossings, record-breaking fentanyl deaths, and cartel profits soaring into the billions, all while the former Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas just shrugged his shoulders, completely dismissed those concerns, just shrugged it all off like a programmed parrot, just repeating over and over again, the border is more secure than it's ever been. The border is more secure than it's ever been. The border. He even laughed off the House impeachment. First time in history, a Homeland Security had been impeached because he was so obviously intentionally abdicating his law enforcement responsibilities. So you just heard President Trump there in effect say that Alejandro Mayorkas should face prosecution for his role in the worst border invasion in American history. Remember, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution guarantees every state protection against invasion by the federal government, right? It was one of the federal government's constitutionally mandated duties. When a cabinet secretary, a Homeland Security secretary, knowingly and intentionally dismantles law enforcement, orders ICE agents to stand down, and releases often violent illegal aliens into the general population, that is not a mere policy failure. That is aiding and abetting an invasion. It is treason, plain and simple. Legal scholars point to U.S. Code 18, sections 2384 and 1324 as statutes that are particularly applicable to officials who conspire to hinder border enforcement. So 2384 deals with seditious conspiracy. 1324 deals with intentional alien smuggling. And Mayorkas, it seems, could certainly be prosecuted for that. Since he took office in February 2021, over 11 million illegal aliens were recorded as coming into our country. That includes 1.5 million so-called gotaways who completely evaded capture. Fiscal year 2022 alone saw record-breaking 2.2 million border encounters. This wasn't incompetence. This was deliberate national sabotage. Mayorkas dismantled Trump's successful Remain in Mexico policy without any replacement, creating the greatest border crisis in American history. And so he got impeached by the House in 2024 on charges of willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law. In other words, he deliberately flouted the law. Now, of course, the corrupt Democrat-run Senate dismissed it, but Trump isn't letting this slide. The amazing irony here is that Trump was asked that question and he gave that answer while touring the new high-security detention facility in the Florida Everglades, right? The so-called alligator Alcatraz, right? Where criminal illegal aliens are going to be held awaiting deportation. I mean, the irony could not possibly have been, frankly, thicker. But what's so key here is that Trump's call for Mayorkas' prosecution isn't just accountability. It's about restoring once and for all the rule of law. For 4 years, Americans watched in horror as their southern border was intentionally destroyed. Families lost loved ones to fentanyl. Communities were overwhelmed. American sovereignty was trampled. Justice demands consequences. Justice demands consequences. If cabinet secretaries can deliberately violate federal law and walk away scot-free, our republic is finished. Now, of course, we'll all watch the legacy media lose their minds over this. They already are. They're already screaming authoritarianism and political persecution. AOC is calling it a textbook fascism. But what's so hilariously hypocritical of all of these left-wing lunatics is how these very same voices cheered when Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro were dragged into court for defying partisan subpoenas, let alone their cheerleading Trump's multiple indictments and felony charges. In other words, very, very few people even remotely take them seriously at this point. Here's the truth, bottom line. Holding government officials accountable for breaking their oath of office is not tyranny. It is not authoritarianism. It is not persecution. It is constitutional duty. It's the literal application of the principle. No, say it with me. No one is above the law. So what do you think? Should Mayorkas face prosecution for the border invasion that he deliberately oversaw? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button and subscribe for more daily conservative analysis by the hour that the fake news media refuses to give you. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.